Welcome to the Wildly Balanced Podcast.
Wildly Balanced is your weekly permission slip to bring more fun and wildness into your work-life balance.
Join us every week for our favorite tips on how to have more fun, shift your mindset, and let your wild side flow. Welcome back to the Wildly Balanced Podcast. Hey, Car. It's been a hot minute.
Hey, Jill. I know everyone is going to be like, guys, we just heard you last week, but we haven't recorded a solo episode. I think you can call these solos because it's just us.
The solo duo.
The solo. We haven't recorded a duo episode in like a month.
Yeah, it's been a very long time. So it feels that way too.
It does. I miss you, Jill.
I miss you too. How was your weekend?
It was good. It is currently like end of April, I'd say, when we're recording this. I don't think it's going to go out for a while, but my roommates and I did a deep spring clean of our house. So that was fun.
Oh my gosh. That sounds like something I need to do, but have not yet. So
there's nothing I'd rather do on a gorgeous, beautiful, sunny spring afternoon than clean an oven.
I mean, sometimes you got to. Those ovens get freaking disgusting. So
it does. It's sparkling now. It's beautiful.
That's amazing. All the harsh chemicals are in all your lungs now from breathing it all in. So perfect.
I wouldn't have it any other way.
Exactly.
How was your weekend, Jill?
It was good. We celebrated. My partner turned 30 this past week. So
happy birthday.
Big old 3-0. So I had to like welcome him into the 30s. Like Carly still doesn't know what the 30s are like, but
I'm a child.
You are a child, but I love you. It's funny because like I've said this before, and like he turned to me and he was just like, you know what? I don't think I would ever recommend my 20s to anybody. And I was like, 100% agree. And like it's funny because we're both like, they were a lot of like learning lessons in their 20s, and like it definitely like shaped us into like who we are and like all of that. But it's one of those things where I'm like, I would never want to do it ever again. Like, no, thank you. Never again. And so like, it's funny that like, he has also had that experience. Yeah. We also went to see the comedian Bill Burr live, which he was hilarious. 10 out of 10 recommend. And then we went to a bar that we went to when we first started dating. He's like, I just want to close out my 20s. He's like, I want to close out my 20s and something like with that, with like a bar. And the one bar he wanted to go to was like packed. So we're like, So then he's like, well, do you want to go to that bar? And I'm like, sure, let's do it. So we went and the bartender remembered us. And it's been like 2.5 years since we've been there.
Oh, damn.
He's like, oh my God, I haven't seen you guys in a while. I was like, yeah, we moved, blah, blah, blah. So, but it was cute.
Aww. Were you like regulars at this bar or just like one rowdy night and he remembers you forever?
Regulars, very much so. Good that would go there a lot. So one of the bartenders and I became like really good friends and we'd hang out all the time. So that's why we became like regulars up there. But it was also like 2 minutes from my old apartment. So it was like a very easy, like, let's go. And then we can just like leave the car and Uber home, or like it's not a bad walk or anything. So it was a very nice, like, distance wise. Now it's like too far away, so that's why it was just like a, hey, we'll go have a couple beers and then go home type thing. But
fair.
But yeah, it was fun. It was really fun.
That sounds so lovely.
It was a lovely little saying goodbye to your 20s evening. So
I love how you mentioned that like you guys don't want to repeat your 20s, and I feel like that's such a common theme of like I am enjoying my 20s because I'm still in them. I'm only 25, but like once you move on from something, like there's only forward, there's only growth, there's no going back. That's like, when I was in high school, I loved it. And I was like, this is great. This is my prime. And then now looking back, I was like, if you could not pay me enough money to redo high school.
Oh, for sure. Like I wasn't the biggest fan of high school either though. So I probably would not feel the same. Like I was definitely not like living my life. Like was definitely not that person. I think my like early 20s were fun. But then I feel like mid to late 20s was just a lot of like really tough learnings. And then 30s was like I remember it was like literally my 30th birthday. It was when I feel like everything changed. And like, I feel like I finally like knew what I wanted to do. I felt like
I'm a new woman.
I'm a new, brand new, find me, catch me outside. No, but I think that was what it was. It was definitely one of those like experiences of like, you know, I mean, I've never been the type of person of like, oh, I wish I could redo that. Like, I feel like everything is such a like, happens for a reason, like you go through all this stuff, you know, for very specific purposes. But yeah, I definitely, no thank you, would not want to do my 20s over again. Don't recommend my 20s to anybody. Like, let's just move forward to 30s. Cheers to 30s. But yeah, what are we going to talk about today, Car?
We're going to talk about permission to be sad, because sometimes you're sad, some days you're not feeling it.
Some days you have those, like, any TikTok fans, no bones days, like, it's okay to have them. And I think this, like, this definitely came about because I remember I was talking to a client who we had, like, a whole session about this and, like, how, like, the guilt she felt about having just, like, a blah day. Like, she didn't want to do anything. She felt like crap. She was just like, I don't want, like, I can't. And we kind of just like talked about it and how like, that's okay. Like, it's okay to just, you know, as long as they're not every day, cause then it's like, well, you probably should talk to somebody else about that. Go to a doctor, a professional. But if you have like, you know, once in a while where you're just kind of like, I don't know, usually when it's like super rainy outside, I feel them. Like, I feel that gloominess, like lingering. Yes. And it's just like, it makes me want to just not do a gosh darn thing. Just sit in bed, snuggle my dog because like my dog is the cutest. And like,
shout out Rogie Bear.
And do nothing. I mean, I'll snuggle my partner too, I guess, if he's home, but like most likely I would rather snuggle Rogie. I think he feels the same way. So he'd rather snuggle Rogie too. So we're in agreement there. So we That's both get fair. It. But yeah, I think like, it's one of those. And I feel like we've definitely experienced them. Like sometimes I'll text Carly on a day when we're going to record. I'll be like, hey, like just definitely not feeling it. Can we push it back?
It's a no bones day. So it's a no podcast day.
Exactly.
I love that. And I feel like there's such like, there's days when you're sad, but there's also days when you're not feeling it. And like those don't have to be the same days, you know, like. Sometimes I'm just not feeling it. And I'm like, when it's a gloomy day, I'm like, I just want to sit in bed and watch a movie and watch Pirates of the Caribbean 4, because we've watched the last three this weekend. So now we need to watch the fourth one. And some days you're not feeling it. And then there's other days where I'm just like sad and just like, don't come out of the covers.
Don't come out. Are you watching Pirates of the Caribbean because of the whole Johnny Depp, Amber Heard thing? Like, is that prompting?
I wasn't actually. It just kind of worked out that way. So. Justice for Johnny Depp.
Justice for Johnny.
Where Johnny stands here.
Side note, that whole trial thing has been like crazy. But anyway, yeah. And I feel that too. Or it's just like, you don't have the energy to people. Like, I feel like that's it too. It's like not having that energy to like do people-y things. And I feel like the pandemic has definitely like put us into that mindset a little bit more of like, why do we have to people all the time? Or we have to do all this like people-y things. And like, I don't want to, but yeah, I definitely feel that one 2,000,000,000%.
Amen. This podcast was going to be called Permission to Be Sad or something like that. But I vote we call it Permission to Not Be People-y. Is that what you said?
Permission to Not People.
Permission to Not People.
My one friend Nicole says that, like, her and I talk about that all the time of like too much peopling. Like, she was texting me the other day about how she like, or the one weekend she had like a really weekend of like seeing people like all the time, and she's like, I texted her the next day, she's like, I just literally can't do anything, like I have too much peopling, I can't do anything. So we definitely talk about peopling a lot, because sometimes you do, and like, you know, it's the pandemic is really the panini pandemic panoramic.
The global panoramic.
The global panini has really made it. I feel like it's made me not want to see people even more. Like, I was like, wow, it's been really nice not having to interact with anybody. But yeah, it makes like,
girl, I feel that
those social interactions are tough. Like, it's really tough to like be like, oh yeah, let's talk about, and like, is that's what everyone wants to talk about. It's like, oh, what'd you do over in the pandemic, Carly? What'd you do these last 2 years, girl? Like,
I got both depressed and anxious.
I added more pills to my nightly medication routine.
Just girly things.
just the usual. But yeah, and I think it's definitely, but yeah, so like basically what I'm saying is like, have those off days. It's okay. It's okay if you need to like, just, you're just having a fucking dumb day and you're just like, I don't want to do this anymore. And like,
yes,
turn on Netflix, watch your favorite show, watch a new show, watch your favorite show for the 879th time, because like, that's me and Grey's Anatomy. Gotta start.
Oh my god, iconic.
I started watching it again. My one coworker and I started watching it as like background noise while we work. Like, obviously we don't work together, but like, she watches at her house, I watch at my house. We both are fans of the show. So like, we're like, oh, let's rewatch it. And like, then we don't have to worry about paying attention because we know what's going to happen. But it's nice to always have that like little background noise. But
totally. Maybe this podcast is your background noise.
But you should pay attention to what we have to say.
Because we love you.
And we want you to be happy. And not have a sad day. But it's okay if you have a sad day.
No shame if you're having a sad day, a no bones day.
But yeah, and I think too, it comes up to a lot of like, sometimes, you know, having those days where you are sad, like you need to have that time to recharge. Because like, especially like I was saying, like when you're not, when you people too much, you gotta not people so that you can recharge that people battery, right? You gotta recharge the peopling-ness in yourself.
Exactly. And I feel like there's a lot of stigma around, like Chad and I were talking about it and like looking at old photos from like pre-pandemic and kind of who we were then and like thinking back to like what I used to do. Like I used to be really into rock climbing at the local gym in Victoria. And I used to work like a farming job, so that was like very physically demanding, and like going out a couple nights a week to see friends and like just being around people a lot more. And then since the pandemic, it's really been very isolating and very like, we went through a rough patch when it was bad. We live like in the middle of nowhere for a couple months because we move every like 3 to 6 months, so we lived like on top of a mountain, like away from everybody, and we had a lot of car troubles, so like we didn't have the physical means to like get anywhere. Plus that's when COVID was like really, really bad. So like we couldn't be around people and we couldn't see people. And like, you can only Zoom so often and for so much during the week. And just like looking at who we were pre-pandemic and like who we are now with like all of the things that we've been through and like what has happened this past 2 years. And it's like, we're not the same people that we were. I'm not the same person I was pre-pandemic. And like, there's nothing wrong with that. Like, it's been traumatic. Like, a pandemic is a lot. And like, you come out the other side and I've learned a lot and I've grown a lot, but I'm also different than who I was. And like, I can't physically like go rock climbing the same as I used to. Like, I haven't done that in like years. So like, obviously I'm not going to be as good as I once was. And like, just my social battery around people, like you said, you need to recharge, and like I need to recharge more often than I used to. You know, being a different person post-pandemic is totally fine.
That's key, is like, it's the more often, because I think, you know, we've all had a recharge before. Like, I definitely did. Like, even, you know, oh, I had a, like, you know, a couple nights out, I want to make sure I spend some couple nights in. But I feel like now it's like, it drains you faster now that you, like, when you go out and you see people and you do stuff. And like, since we had this like weekend out for my partner's birthday, like I feel like now we'll probably like not do anything until my birthday, because we're a month apart. Like, our birthdays are exactly 1 month apart. So it's like, okay, now we gotta recharge until we can like celebrate my birthday next or whatnot. But it definitely feels that way for sure, of like, okay, we need you know, take a step back, or we need to like let me not see. But I think too, like, I didn't even think, like, you know, you are in meetings and meetings and like staring at a camera screen for like hours on end. It's like, now I don't want to have to like shower for a day or two. And like, I just want to wear my hair up for like two more days, or like, you know, I want to like maybe wear the same sweatshirt for like a week because I don't feel like changing it or whatnot. But now it's
going to get out of my head, Jill, please.
No, I live there, Carly. Duh. But it's getting warmer now, so now I have to change it more often. So it's kind of sucky, but
yes, the struggles of spring.
The struggles of spring. I know, it was so nice this weekend too. I was like, wow. And then it's just like going to get back to being really shitty and cold this week. So super fun living in the Midwest in America.
Woohoo.
Woo.
It's hard being an adult. It's hard being a person, you know? And I feel like this podcast episode is really just to pinpoint like permission to not have shame around not feeling it. Like, you don't need to feel guilty to take a day off. You're allowed to take, like, I remember when I was in school, like middle school and high school especially, my mom would like allow us to take mental health days throughout the year. And like, you know, we only took like a couple, but it's like she trusted us to know our own judgment of like, if you need a mental health day, if you just can't people today, like, you're allowed to stay home and just not talk to anybody, because that's gonna keep you from burning out in the long run.
Shout out moms. But yeah, and I think like, you know, I feel like mental health days have been a lot a thing like more recently, but I think they're so important of like, you know, if you don't feel guilty because, you know, you have to go to a doctor's appointment, you shouldn't feel guilty because you need to like take a day to like get your brain feeling right. Because there is a lot of emotions. There is a lot of like big things happening where you might need to stop and realize like, hey, I just had something really shitty happen, or I just like read something really shitty, or I just like, I'm just feeling a couple of things right now. And like, I can't be the person I need to be. So like, I need to take that time to like get myself there. And like, that's okay. It's okay to, you know, put your therapist on that retainer speed dial and being like, hey, can we meet? I need to talk about, but I think, you know, with that, it's okay. Like, not to feel guilty if you do have those bad days, then you need to talk to your therapist about it, or you need to talk to somebody about it. Like, those are fine. And I think, you know, it is, and like I said, it's common, because like I see this all the time talking to people of like the guilt they have when they have to take a day off, or like even my coworkers like will tell me that too, like, oh, it's just easier to not miss a day than to like take off because I'm not feeling well. And it's like, yeah, that's true, because like I feel like in corporate America, corporate world ish
Canada, almost, too.
I was gonna say it's probably Canada too.
Good old Canada.
But like in the corporate world, like, you're really like, you get punished when you have those days off, because then you come back to like mountains of work, or like, you know what I mean? Like, we don't do a really good job of like prioritizing or like distributing work off to people, of being like, hey, Carly and I work the same position, I'm going to be gone. Like, hey, Carly's going to take off over a couple of my cases, and then Steve's going to take over a couple of my cases, and then like Susie's going to do it too. Like, we don't do that. We're like, no, I got to do it all. So like, we just end up putting more pressure on ourselves for when we come back.
This is a great time to take a word from our sponsor, BetterHelp.com. I'm just kidding. BetterHelp sponsor us.
BetterHelp, hey. Yeah. And like,
our DMs are open, just saying.
So true. I think I just realized I have these in the wrong way too. So there's
no bone steak, guys.
It is a no bone steak. But I showed up for you all to do my job.
So proud of you. I think this is a beautiful conversation, and not to be biased, but I think it's super important too, because there's some days when you're just not feeling it and you shouldn't feel guilty about it. And I know that I've had some hardships in the past. No, it's fine. I like recently parted ways with a client, which was kind of like she brought it up, but it was kind of a mutual thing. And like, me being the people pleaser that I am, like, she just needed more support than I could give. So we like parted ways, and I'm going to help her find like another virtual assistant who can like support her in the ways that she needs. And the people pleaser in me is like, I need to just open up more availability for her. Like I need to be the support that she needs, but like, I truly don't have that in my calendar. I don't have that in myself. Like I don't need to be available 24/7 and like, I'm not going to be for her. So like, it sucks, but then it's also like, I would rather part ways this way than to like make these promises that I can't uphold and then like disappoint her and like, you know, end it on like a really bad client breakup, I'd say. So it's like, it was a sad day, but it was like, and it wasn't made me upset and kind of like reflected for the rest of the day. Cause I like kind of didn't really see it coming, you know, but it's like, it worked out in the best way. And like, I wish her all the love and all the best, but like, I was having a no bones day after that.
Totally. I feel that because, you know, parting ways with anything, it gets like that top because you have that people pleaser way in all of us. I feel like we all have it and some people can like detach from it a little bit easier than others. And I know it definitely took me a little bit, like when you have other clients that realize like, hey, our working relationship isn't the best, like we need to just like find someone else. And like, it's fine, but it definitely is just like, why not me? Or like,
I know the imposter syndrome sets in and you're like, what did I do to like disappoint? And it's like, I didn't do anything to disappoint. Like I was upholding my end, which was like only a couple hours a week of support, and she needed like double that. And I just like, I couldn't, I wasn't available to provide that. And there's nothing wrong with that. Like I didn't have to spread myself too thin to provide for that. Like it's not my responsibility.
It isn't. You know? It isn't your responsibility to, you know, it goes back to like setting those boundaries and you knowing your boundaries.
Ooh, Jill, I was bringing it back to those boundaries.
Gotta bring it back to what I love. But I think, and it's that, it's like, you know, once you realize that it's okay. And at the same point, like it's also okay, like if you flub a boundary or you miss it, that like, you know, it's okay to be sad. It's okay to have that day off. It's okay to like just kind of not do things. But like I think the whole point, like we were saying, is like to separate it from that guilt and shame feeling, because like those are what's going to weigh in on you and like prevent you from taking more and valuing yourself. And I think, you know, by having that day of like you putting a mental health day in, or, you know, taking a day where you just kind of sit on the couch and do nothing on a weekend, you know, it's okay to not do things on the weekend. It's okay to use your weekend to like literally sit on the couch if you want to, because you worked a fucking shit ton during the week. Like that's okay.
Or to deep spring clean your house with your roommates.
Yes. It's okay to do all that, but you know, it's to feel guilty because you're doing that. It's just going to prevent you from doing them in the future. And then it's going to cause more stress and strain on yourself to like, feel like you have to like check off all these boxes and make it this like perfect, you know, societal ideal life. And I think that's where we all get stuck in this whole thing of like, you know, Instagram versus reality. I feel like we all hear that a lot. Like, what does the Instagram picture look like versus what it really looks like? And, you know, what does the Instagram life look like versus like what your life looks like? And I feel like, you know, people, you put the best parts of it, you know, people will post pictures of you and your partner smiling and happy, but you, what you don't hear about is like all the frustrating things that like made you want to like throw your phone at their face repeatedly for like the last 4 days, or like, you know, or all the like stupid fights you had over where you put, you know, I thought you put it there, but you put it there and now I'm mad. Like the stupid shit that you and your partner had go through, but it doesn't mean you guys don't love each other or care about each other. It just means like, you know, but I'm not going to post on Facebook, God damn it, my stupid ass motherfucking partner. Like, no, you don't do that. You know, you're like, oh, I love him, he's so great. Or I love her, she's so great. Like that's what you put. So it's definitely that whole thing of like, you know, you might think that Betty from the other department is having this like beautiful life, but in like reality, is she? Like, is it just that picture perfect that she's posting so people think it is? Or like, what's behind the scenes? You know, we all have different things happening behind the scenes, and that's okay. And it's just being able to like take those times and like really listening to yourself. Like when you need a break, and it's okay. You don't have to compare yourself to other people.
Damn, Jill just dropping the knowledge. I love how this went from like permission to be sad to like dating coaching with Jill. Just all around, you get Coach Jill Arndt for everything.
You just get a little bit of everything with me. This episode of the Wildly Balanced Podcast is sponsored by Coach Jill Arndt. Are you feeling stuck in that balance rut and you're not sure how to get out of it? Listeners of the Wildly Balanced Podcast can sign up to get a free 30-minute balance audit with Coach Jill to help them sort out their balance needs and get them on the right track to feeling more balanced today. Go to www.coachjillarndt.com/balance audit to find out more and schedule your free 30-minute balance audit.
Love that. Everyone has a no bones day.
Everyone does. And the thing too is like, I might need more no bones days than Carly does. And that's okay too. Or Carly might like 1 week, I might need like 5 because you know, it's just out of 7.
A no bones week, if you will.
I just need a whole no bones week. Just a reset. But it's okay. Like you don't have to compare of like, oh, Carly had 4 this month and Jill only had 3. Like, ooh, like it doesn't matter. Like if you need to have 5 and someone else had 2, that doesn't make you less of a worker. It doesn't make you less of a person. Does it make you less of a good person? Does it make you less of anything? It just makes that you were able to recognize your needs and do what you needed to for them. Like you were able to take that time to, you know, maybe spend that extra day with your dog or your partner, or, you know, figure out you needed this. Just because someone works like, you know, 50 hours in a 40 hour week doesn't make them a better worker. It just means they don't have good boundaries and when to stop.
Boom.
Boom.
Boom. Yeah. I fall victim to the good old imposter syndrome and like comparison a lot. Cause like as a VA, as an entrepreneur working from home, like I don't work as much as like somebody else does. Like I work probably like 5 to 6 hours a day versus like some people do 8. You know, majority of people do 8 to 10. But that doesn't mean I'm working less hard. And I feel like Jill and I have this conversation a lot of like, just because we're working from home doesn't mean we're like available to be the housewife kind of thing. And it's like, don't let comparison diminish your views on yourself. You're badass. You're awesome. And we love you.
Clapping.
Ronald. Snaps for Carly.
That's where Carly, but that's true, because I think that's the thing is, especially an entrepreneur, especially working from home, you know, I like counted the other day. I'm like, I have like 5 jobs, like, and I'm like working my butt off, and like, yeah, some of it's like, one's the podcast. So like, it is just, I do have to make some time for it and like my own coaching stuff. And like, you know, some are more than others and that's okay. But like, just because you see me home all the time doesn't mean like I'm sitting at home playing with my dog, eating bonbons and like watching Netflix all day long. You know, like I'm trying to like get shit done and still like doing what I need to do, like dishes, cooking, cleaning. I haven't cleaned my oven yet, but I'm just a terrible American human. So
honestly, hire someone. Fuck it. Just hire someone. Your time is more valuable.
Yeah. Permission to outsource, granted. There you go. Outsource all those names. But that's what I'm saying. It's just like, you know, laundry can wait. You could do it in the spare time. And like, that's fine too. Cause like Carly and I've had this discussion where it's like, it's okay. Like, yeah, we'll be working from home. And like, we don't mind throwing in a load of laundry because we're right here. And it's like, I can just like stretch my legs for like 5 minutes and like go throw in a load of laundry and then go, you know, set a timer or try to remember of like to switch it. But like,
my laundry yells at me when it's done, like beeps very loudly.
So I can like set it and forget it. So
mine's like right outside my room. So I can't put it on when we're recording.
You're like, oh God, stop the laundry. But it's definitely those things of like, just because you don't see me doing it, like doesn't mean I'm not working my butt off. And like, you know, I feel like we can definitely value ourselves of like, oh, well, you know, Steven goes to the office, you know, 5 days a week and like works his 8 hour day. Fuck you, Steven. I don't know whoever Steven is listening to our podcast. Sorry, we love you. But like, it doesn't mean that they work more than me who works, you know, at home, multiple jobs, balancing, juggling different things. And if I take a day off, that's fine because like I know what I need and when I need it, and that's okay.
Totally. And I feel like something I've kind of come to realize lately is that I'm like, oh, I just have the one job. Like I just have one job and it's my business. But it's like I support, how many clients do I have? Four plus my own plus the podcast. So it's like six different people that I'm supporting. And it's six different mindsets that I have to shift into and six different like to-do lists that I have to remember and like six different, like, you know, it's like six different jobs essentially. And I've always just seen it as one.
And but Carly, like,
it takes a lot.
Carly is the podcast, yeah. Y'all. Like I just talk here every couple of, but like all the amazing work she does on our Instagram and everything. Oh, that's all Carly.
Thanks.
Just being the badass babe she is.
Love you.
Love you. But yeah, and I think, you know, it is, we can like put ourselves in these like little holes of like, oh, I'm just a coach. It's like, no, wait, I like work full time at like a company and then like part time at another, and then I mentor coach, and then I do my own business, and then I have that. Like there's so many different avenues, like you with the VA. It's like, yeah, you run your VA business, you have clients that they give people that help you, and but then you also are like supporting so many clients within that too, of like working for all them. So like you are trying to like figure out so much, and like it's okay. But all of that to say that it's totally fine to just be like, listen, I need to put myself first sometimes. And if that means I need to have a shitty, sad day, that's okay. If you just have a day where you start working and you realize like, fucking, I hate everything right now, take the day off. It's okay to do that. Like,
please keep validating me, Jill.
Your work will be there tomorrow.
Keep it coming. Keep it coming.
Your work will be there. Rogi still loves you, Carly. He'll love you forever. So it's fine. But I think that's it. And I, you know, your work will be there. You have a time, especially for entrepreneurs. And like, I think this is something, you know, we feel like we have to work to like keep our business afloat. But like at the same time, it's all about knowing your needs, and you are your work. So like, if you're not taking care of yourself, you're like, that's, your work is suffering.
Bam. Jill with the knowledge. This was good. This was amazing. I needed this.
We both needed this. It was like a good, perfectly timed episode.
Well, I feel like we should kind of wrap it up here before we drop any more knowledge on the listeners. And I want to know, Jill, like we do every week, what does your permission slip say?
My permission slip says to continue to listen to my needs, and like, it's okay to take that day off if I want to, not even if I need to, if I want to.
Bam.
Yes. What about you, Carly? What's your permission slip say?
I just can't get over how your permission slip was like, you know what? I am the badass boundaries balance queen. I'm just going to keep doing what I'm doing. And keep inspiring others and keep
doing my own thing.
Keep doing my own thing. I love it. This was a good one. My permission slip this week is permission to watch Pirates of the Caribbean 4 tonight. And if you haven't, if you haven't watched them in a while, if you have watched them in a while, fuck it. Start them with me. They're so good.
Yeah.
Everyone come binge Pirates of the Caribbean with me.
Do it to it. My friend's currently watching all of the Harry Potter Fantastic Beasts ones. Nice. Too. Yeah. So that has me like wanting to do all of that right now too. But I feel like Harry Potter is such a commitment to rewatch all of that. And then add the Fantastic Beasts to it, because that's just like much more.
Shout out Chad, who will, if you bring this up around him, will tell the story. Love you, Chad. One time in college, he watched, I think it was all of the Harry Potter movies, all of the Lord of the Rings and the Hobbits, like back to back to back.
Did he sleep?
Like
no
he damn. Didn't he was like, it was him and a bunch of friends, and like he was the only one that stayed up for all of it. And Chad, if this is wrong, just like record a little segment and clip it in, because he's a podcast producer.
Clip it in, we'll love to hear it. But as we always say, follow us on Instagram and see all of Carly's hard work on our Instagram page at widely.balance. Our website is widelybalancedpodcast.com.
Join the newsletter. We share fun things. I share fun things. As Jill mentioned, I'm the newsletter. I'm the Instagram.
I do nothing but talk to you. Thank you.
Sit here every single week and you just drop some fucking knowledge on us. You are wildly balanced, Jill.
No, that's you, my friend.
It's both of us.
We are wildly balanced.
Amen. And I want to know from our listeners, what are you currently binge watching right now? I'm looking for a new series to binge watch. So
I love a new series to binge watch. I have Netflix, Hulu, Disney Plus.
I got Apple TV.
I have Amazon Prime. I do see a Prime.
So let us know what you're binge watching.
Yeah, let us know and we'll watch it with you
on our next No Bones Day.
What's your current No Bones? Or what's also, let's do a caveat with that. I also want to know, what's your go-to? Like, if you have a shitty day, what's your go-to? Like, something that you know that's going to like put a smile on your face.
Yes. What's your go-to comfort binge?
Yes.
Yes. And if you could give us a rating and subscribe to us on your podcast player, we would so appreciate it. Helps us have a bones day.
It gives us such good bones days if we
have. It helps our podcast reach other ears. That's a weird sentence. helps, other listeners.
Other people find us. So we love you. Thank you for bearing with us for all these episodes that. This is going to be like, what, 14 now? So that's a lot of episodes. A lot of episodes that you've been here with us. So we appreciate you all so much.
Yes. Love you guys.
Bye.
Bye.